Syracuse is still in the running as a potential landing spot for unaccompanied immigrant children who have been crossing the Mexican-U.S. border in droves in recent months. And as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner is hoping a letter to the president can bring those kids to Central New York sooner rather than later.
Miner asks President Obama to consider forming a partnership between Syracuse and the federal government to help deal with the humanitarian needs of these kids who are waiting for deportation hearings. Miner says dealing with immigrants in the present and past is in Syracuse's blood.
We have a history of being open and welcoming and saying, if we can provide you safety and compassion in a time of crisis, that's who we as a city are going to be.
Miner has been in talks with federal officials about the possibility of bringing these unaccompanied children to the former Sisters of St. Francis Convent on Syracuse's north side. She says the spot has passed the first hoop, and the feds have answered her questions about how it would all work.
The average stay is 35 days. The children are healthy. When they come across the border, they get site visits by medical professionals who give them what they need in order to be healthy, so there are not communicable diseases.
The federal government says it also will foot the bill, according to Miner. She says people can find answers to any questions they have on the city's website, and she says she has the support of leaders in the community.
I've met with the bishop, talked with Catholic Charities, have also talked with the president of Lemoyne, I've talked with the chancellor, I've talked with city councilors, I've talked with neighborhood folks and activists, and everybody has kind of started off in the same position, which is this is a tremendous human tragedy. Can we help?
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.